That's love.
Embody the elements of grace. Hello, 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 Zeta Global Radio listeners. Happy Saturday, 10-10-15. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Walken, and we have a fabulous show today. We're delving into the world of tarot and all these ancient wisdoms today we'll be bringing forward and seeing how we're using those in modern day times. And before we even get to the tarot discussion with our guest today, Cheryl Ryder, let's talk with Ruth Dreher about another ancient wisdom, numerology, and how that is being utilized with modern day uses. And we will be talking today with Ruth, with Ban Ki-moon, who's a Secretary General of the United Nations. So let's start with a hello to Ruth Dreher. Thanks, Ruth, for being here.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Nice to be with you.
You know, it's perfect that we're talking about all these ancient wisdoms. So what are your thoughts? Today we're talking about tarot. You do amazing numerology, and I know you've mentioned that the two sort of go hand in hand or cross over, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts about that, but I'd rather get to Secretary General of the United Nations, because that's probably the most ancient wisdom, esoteric of the whole bunch of us.
I love it.
People know this, but there is a hierarchy that works with our planet, and they're called the Ascended Masters or the Great Brotherhood or Spiritual Masters. There's several names for them, but they're like the higher, they're like, since Earth is a school, they're the faculty. And they're not allowed to make up our minds, but they are allowed to, like, seed us with higher consciousness thoughts. And the goal is to bring us into a world where we all work in harmony here. So they're the ones that started the United Nations. And that this came up today, I mean, I thought that was so in accord with ancient wisdom, because it's the most ancient wisdom of bringing us all together into one happy someday family that works together on the planet.
Well, before we get into the numerology, Ruth, let me just tell everybody, for those who don't know who Ban Ki-moon is, just a little bit reading from his biography. Ban Ki-moon is the 8th Secretary General of the United Nations. His priorities have been to mobilize world leaders around a set of new global challenges, from climate change and economic upheaval to pandemics and increasing pressures involving food, energy, and water. He has sought to be a bridge builder, to give voice to the world's poorest and most vulnerable people, and to strengthen the organization itself. And he's been in the news a lot lately. There is definitely upheaval amongst countries, and he just seems like an incredible being. Howard mentioned what an extraordinary subject he would be for you to give some insight on numerology. So here we are.
Well, so what was interesting to me was when you first supplied me with this name, I thought, oh darn, I don't like to do people who are born in a language been named in a language that's not English, because I'd prefer to work with their own alphabet, but I wasn't going to go get the whole alphabet for Korea. However, I was going to just go to birthday information, which is so important and relevant. But in doing his numbers, and so that's what's interesting, is if you're born in another language, somehow as it gets converted over to English, it's very often what really needs to be. And his heart's desire, the vowels of his name add up to a 22. That's like the master builder. That 2 is a peacemaker. So 22 is like the master peacemaker who's working to bring everything together. And that's just an English translation of his name. But it's so perfect for him. And because he is called a bridge builder. And that's exactly what he wants, to give voice, just as you just said, to the world's poorest and most vulnerable people. And what's unusual about him was that he himself grew up in war, and he really wants to make the United Nations work, which the United Nations has somehow, over time, not had a really good reputation. And a lot of people think it's not important, but it's an opportunity for all these people to sit down together and talk or argue. And so his birth path, which is comes from his birthday, and so I can comfortably rely on that, is a one. What he wants to do is be a visionary. What he wants to do is things that have never been done before. He wants to be the first. And that takes a lot of courage and a lot of guts, really, and to want to be, and he really wanted to be, the Secretary General of the United Nations. And he worked diligently to get elected. And so he wants to turn it around and make it into something that really works. It's interesting because he got that position, and so our life goes in 9-year cycles according to the numerology that I do. And he got that position in 2007, was when he was in the first year of his present 9-year cycle, which is ending this year, and then he leaves office next year. So he will have made huge changes, hopefully, thankfully, to the United Nations and to the world's people. He's an amazing man. I'm thrilled that we did this.
Oh my goodness, how comforting. I can't even imagine what he's going to do next. I mean, it seems like he's making huge strides. I mean, to go from the visionary path he's taking on with the United Nations. So thank you for doing that. That's incredible. And every time I hear Master Number 22, it's like an explosion of light comes around me. I start thinking, wow, powerful being. So thank you for doing that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. On November 14th at the Sandia Speedway, the Lantern Fest Albuquerque will join thousands together with beautiful lanterns for one unforgettable spectacle.
There will be music, dancing, s'mores, and when the time is just right, we will light the sky with our highest hopes and dreams. Sign up now before tickets are sold out. When you register, you'll receive a lantern, marker, and all the ingredients necessary to make delicious s'mores.
All ages are welcome. Visit thelanternfest.com to sign up today. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much, Ruth, for your daily download. And today was a powerhouse. I wanted to just do a couple quick shout-outs to some famous people who've been doing good works in the world. As seen on goodhollywood.com, a special bravo to actor Johnny Depp. Not only, I know you've seen him in the news lately, going into hospitals and dressing up as Jack Sparrow to visit cancer patients. But he just recently as well went to Brazil, where he was part of a partnership where he distributed hearing aids to several children. And I just wanted to give a big kudos to him for really taking the efforts and utilizing his power for the greater good. So bravo to Johnny Depp. And because he's so much in the public spotlight doing good works, I've asked Ruth Dreher to consider him for next week's numerology on celebrities. So stick around. October 17th, Ruth will be here speaking about the numbers, the numerology of Johnny Depp. Next in the news, we have from HuffingtonPost.com. I love Huffington Post. They have posted about Starbucks. Yay to Starbucks. They have publicly announced that they are aiming towards using only cage-free eggs and being more mindful about the animal rights of all animals that work with the facilities that they purchase products from. So I think this is a huge win because as a global company, of course, Starbucks makes a standing for human rights, and we're counting on them basically setting the tone for others to follow suit. So I'm going to give them a big shout out today. Lastly, we mentioned last week that Anne O'Brien will be in New Mexico. She's going to be talking a lot about this next week when we have her as our guest on Zeta Global Radio. We'll be talking about clearing energies and negative, sad entities, all things that come into our field of consciousness and sometimes may not even be ours, but she'll be here with all sorts of great tips and meditations on ditching that gloom. But as we mentioned last week, she is coming to New Mexico from California with her retreat, Finding Your Life of Enchantment. And there's still a limited space left, but you could still get in on this wonderful retreat. A good way to reboot, revitalize, let go, and renew with Anne O'Brien. And you can learn more about her on floweringsoul.com and as well on Zeta Global Radio next week, right here on bbsradio.com/CGR. We'll be right back.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvidrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs. Zeta Global Radio is a proud sponsor of the upcoming November 14th Lantern Fest taking place at the Sandia Speedway. Listen in today to our positive news segment and post on our ZGR Facebook page which story interested you the most and why. One lucky winner will win a pair of tickets to the hottest event coming to the 505. Let your light shine here on Zeta Global Radio and the Lantern Fest.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much, Ruth Dreher, for always a lively download on numerology and how it applies to daily living. I think a lot of what we do here at Zeta Global Radio is apply spiritual concepts to everyday living here on planet Earth. It's not one or the other. It's not a woo-woo to the left and your 9-to-5 to the right, as you've seen that we've done shows on spirituality in the workplace. So one of the topics I'm most excited about to bring, because a lot of people know about astrology and numerology, but there's also the tarot cards and the whole world of tarot is being brought to you all today from Cheryl Ryder, who is here with us in the Lab Recording Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm really excited to open up our hearts and minds to what tarot is all about. And Cheryl is here today to give us some of that enlightenment. So welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Yeah. First off, it's so great living in New Mexico. There's, you know, if you're not in Sedona or Mount Shasta or Glastonbury, as in Vitali, there's these sacred centers, but meeting so many conscious people right here, and I'm sure even in the 13 years I've been here, have not even begun to tap into the world of esoteric living and consciousness. I've met many people, but then I came across your beautiful flyer, and we'll get to that later in the show, about your tarot symposium. And I lit up like the biggest Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center and couldn't wait to meet you. And here you are a couple weeks later in the studio. So let's talk about your world of tarot and what brought you into this magical, to me, magical world of beautiful artwork and what it's all about. It's ancient. So anyways, tell us about your entry into this living.
Well, my entry into dealing with divination cards, which is tarot is one form, came when my grandmother gave me a little deck of divination cards when I was about 8 years old. They were called Gypsy Witch fortune-telling cards.
Oh, wow.
And I still have those.
Wow.
And what she did was she didn't say, okay, here's the cards, read the book. She said, forget the book, here's the cards, look at the pictures, and tell me a story about the pictures that you see.
How old were you?
I was probably 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
And what I didn't realize that the process that was happening was she was having me, in creating those stories from the little picture of the fox or the little picture of the ring or whatever was there, she was actually having me reach into my own subconscious imagination.
Nice.
And then when I was in my teens, my mother gave me my very first pack of Rider-Waite tarot cards. And again, my grandmother sat down with me and she says, don't read the book because that's what the cards mean to somebody else. Look at the pictures and tell me a story. And that's what I've done all my life. With every new deck of cards I've ever acquired, I don't read the book. I look at the card and have the card tell me the story. And what I'm doing is I'm accessing my own subconscious wisdom, and I'm accessing also the collective subconscious that Carl Jung, the famous psychiatrist, talks about.
That's perfect. I actually had a similar story because when I was younger, probably 8-ish, there was a really kind of hippie hangout in Topanga Canyon in California called Dhammapada. And that was where my mom was such a hippie. I know you're listening, Mom. That's where everyone hung out and read cards and, you know, had incense and anything else that was going on in the place. And just seeing, for me, it was the magical paintings, and it was like, obviously I didn't know what it was. All I know is that it has been an attraction my whole life. And as you're saying, it's the subconscious. When did it do you connect really that the subconscious was also you tapping a spirit or the divine source or whatever you use to reference our higher power?
The realization of what I was doing didn't come for many, many, many decades afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I remember those days. It was in the 1960s that U.S. Games bought the copyrights from the Rider Publishing Company in England and made the Rider-Waite deck available by mass production in the United States. So I'm old enough to remember those days. Mm. The days in the smoky beer garden and, mm-hmm. and reading cards on the tables.
The pot houses, just kidding. Mother Earth, let's just call it that.
Yes, exactly. Getting back to nature, as we used to call it in those days.
Yeah.
I didn't make the connection until I met a psychotherapist many, many years later, probably at this point about 25 years ago. A friend of mine was a psychotherapist. She still is. And she somehow connected that, perhaps through the readings of Carl Jung's collected works, that the tarot cards are, in fact, pictures of human psychological archetypes.
Mm.
And so she went through a course of study to really crystallize her understanding of that. And then she used the tarot cards in her psychotherapy practice to help her clients to visualize and picture in their minds the things that they couldn't speak in the linear form of words, because pictures are very holographic.
Absolutely.
And so she, I met her, actually, I was a client of hers for a while after the death of my mom. I went to her for grief counseling, and she whipped out these cards. And I had never experienced them in the form of using them as a therapeutic device.
Wow.
So it was really, really amazing. And that's when I made the connection about the subconscious.
So did you, so it sounds like you were doing it for yourself. And when did you kind of take the leap in becoming, you know, a facilitator and doing readings for others? Because that's a big jump. And did it take you a while to do it? Or was it natural, like you just wanted to start doing it for your friends? Or how did it come about?
That leap actually happened about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Until then, I had been using the tarot for myself. I've been using it to help me understand and become aware of my own internal wisdom or my own thoughts and feelings about situations that I was facing in life. And it was about 10 years ago that I was inspired by some friends to attend a function in New York that happens every spring. It's called the Reader Studio. Reader Studio is produced by the Tarot School in New York,
okay.
Walden Ruth Amberstone there. And I went to my very first Reader Studio, and it was my very first convention with other tarot readers.
Wow. I want to go there one day. Howard
really,
knows I'm already lit up here.
I can't. It's really hard for me to contain my excitement, because it's being in a room with 200 tarot readers of many years' experience. In fact, I'm going to start dropping some luminary names, if I may.
You know what? By all means. We are here, heard in a lot of countries.
there are tarot people that have been doing their studies and reading and writing for decades. And Rachel Pollack, who lives in New York, is one. Mary Kay Greer, who lives in California, is another. There is James Wanless, who is himself a doctor of psychotherapy, who travels around, who writes and has created decks. There are folks like Marcus Katz, who are in Britain, and Tally Goodwin. Marcus and Tally have a very strong tarot educational service over there in Britain. The list goes on and on and on.
So
M. Place is another very important name to remember. Robert is also in New York. He is a tarot artist, and he's also a historian. And he's an alchemist, so he's created a very wonderful connection between alchemy and tarot.
So with all these incredible masters that you're meeting and probably seeing a variety of tarot decks, and we'll probably maybe talk about that more into the next subject, but are there different forms of tarot, or there's one specific formula or method, ideology that everyone kind of just brings their own intuition?
Perhaps in the ancient days, the way tarot was kept within secret societies, because they had to protect it from the church, and they had to protect their, which frankly were considered heretical viewpoints.
Yes.
We're going back into the Middle Ages. Those things all had to be protected from the church. And so what happens is that when esoteric divination systems are kept within those societies, they become very doctrinized. In fact, they almost become as doctrinized as modern church doctrine is today.
Yeah.
In some of the ancient churches.
Sure.
So tarot was given out in this format, and along with the, and so the cards had specific set meanings that stayed that way for hundreds of years. With the slow expansion of tarot into the general populace, people would look at the cards and say, well, perhaps when you look at a three of swords piercing a heart, as it is on the Rider-Waite deck, one might say, well, my goodness, this card means pain and suffering and heartache.
Sure.
But modern psychology says perhaps this represents getting to the heart of the matter, cutting through all of the smoke and mirrors that are keeping you from seeing a clear picture. So as the tarot became more available to more people would apply their own meaning to it. And modern tarot today is as individually interpreted as every person that picks up a deck.
Wow, that's interesting. We had three experts do it. We did a show here on dreams, and they talked about, you know, the top five things that most people dream about at night. If you're in a car, you know, they just had ones that were very well known, running, but you're not going anywhere, and they kind of all gave their take on it. Pretty much the same thread of energy, but just a little bit different perspectives on it. So I see that this has a lot of variation. So having a great guide like yourself and the folks we'll talk about in the next segment at the symposium, finding a really astute, intuitive, tuned-in reader makes a big difference in what you're seeing in your cards.
That's more or less what I do.
Yeah.
Is I act as a guide.
Gorgeous.
I don't view the tarot cards as set in any one particular concrete form or meaning. It can't serve all the people in one meaning. Just look at how religions have multiplied. You know, if a single religion served the entire needs of all the people in the world, we would have a single religion worldwide, but we don't.
Exactly. We're going to take a break. We'll be talking a lot more with Cheryl Ryder, all about the world of tarot, and listen to our wonderful advertisers. They've got great offerings and great products. We'll be right back.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one.
What up? This is Cade, special guest artist with Rockin' Art Fusion. Join myself, Howard Walkin, and world-famous speed painter Michael Ostaski on stage at the Lantern Fest. October 24th in Spokane, November 7th in Colorado Springs, and November 14th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. For more information, visit facebook.com/rockNArtFusion.
Welcome back to ZGR. Lainey Savante Wilkin here. A lot of people call me Savante. And I'm here with Cheryl Ryder. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about the world of tarot reading and the ancients to current. It's a beautiful process, similar and overlapping and unique on its own to astrology and numerology. All beautiful concepts. I think a lot of people are now using these in their mainstream living. A lot of people, even corporations now, Cheryl, aren't they getting readings done? I know I've heard many businesses asking for readings on making decisions and obviously for personal lives. I don't know if you have corporate clients or do you have people personally, or who are your clients? Who comes sees you?
Most of the people who come to me are just individuals.
Okay.
I currently don't do any business readings. However, there are tarot experts out there who actually specialize in businesses. One of them is James Wells, who is up in the Toronto, Canada area. James runs a website called Circle Ways, and it is a way of counseling people. And he frequently gets called into businesses when there are clashes amongst the personalities, and it's affecting the productivity, and it's affecting the general morale of the area. And so he goes in and sits down with all the members of a department, and they use the tarot cards as a way to discuss and work out their problems. It's very effective.
I know a woman who does that. She's an expert at reading the chakras, and so she can go in and explain the chakra systems of a corporation and who fits in which chakra. It's brilliant. So when people come to you, Cheryl, they come to you, and like myself, I see a couple different people for tarot, and I look forward to spending some time with you. In fact, today we might even impromptu do a little question session. But they come to you mostly for life changes or something big's going on in their life. Do they, probably like me, do they say, don't tell me anything bad, I just want to know the good parts? Or like, how do you go ahead and work with someone on all levels? You just transparently show what it is? Or tell me a little bit what it's like to have a session with you.
I'm very gentle, and I'm very kind, and I'm very compassionate.
Well, I knew.
those are the first three important things.
Yeah.
People who come to me for a reading are usually in a life-changing situation, and they are confused about what their options are, or they're unaware of what their options are. And their current set of life skills do not give them any confidence in making what would be an effective decision. Mm-hmm. And what happens to people, and I'm one of those people, I have my own people I go to for tarot readings when I hit that. I mean, I'm human just like the rest of us. What happens is when you can't make a decision about what to do, you end up stalled. In the old cars, they used to call it vapor lock.
Mm. Yeah, to me, I was going to say the energy is congested.
The energy is congested. The energy doesn't flow. You end up in a defensive position and not moving one way or another, and being overwhelmed with fear and anxiety. So what I do is I use the tarot cards and their imagery to help my clients to see what their options might be in a very safe and very kind and loving environment. And so I don't look at a card and I don't tell people what I see for them. I spread out the cards and I help the clients see for themselves what's there for them.
Can we use, can I throw a question to you as an example just to give people reference?
Sure.
I was going to mention the house, but that might be more than a segment. So should we scratch that? Okay, so all right, so here I am doing a radio show. It's growing in leaps and bounds. We're almost at 10,000 likes. We may be by the time this show airs. And, you know, I want to know what's next. Where do we go from here?
Well, do you want to look at some cards?
Sure. Okay. I'm into it.
All right.
You know, honestly, I think we're all savvy enough, no matter where we are in our point of evolution, that we don't have that image of a fortune teller with the bandana, with the big earrings, looking over the crystal ball. I think that sort of stereotype is gone. This is such a grounded way, just an added toolbox to someone who says goes to a therapist. This is just another route. So to me, I find it exciting.
I'm glad you called it that. To me, tarot is a toolbox. In fact, that almost sounds like the title of a radio show.
Oh,
tarot toolbox.
So you could probably hear she's getting ready. She's shuffling the deck. I used to have that deck, actually.
So the question is,
What ZGR? What's next?
What's next? What's next for Zeta Global Radio? I can't reach over to you to have you handle the cards. So we just like to energetically, you want to touch them? There we go. Okay, that works.
So we're in the recording studio, and I went and tapped the deck. So that's generally how you start a session. You have people tap the deck.
No, I normally have people shuffle the deck for me. But since we're separated by some space here, we can't do it that way.
We're tethered to our microphones.
So what I have here is we're going to do a 6-card spread.
Okay.
We're going to make it very simple. And I call it the what and why spread. 6-card spreads can be used for a number of different things. But in my case, in what we're doing here, is called what and why is what do I need to know and why is it important? So the first pile is what do I need to know? Why is it important? So I'm going to take the top card as what do I need to know? And the bottom card is why is it important?
Can I ask a question or should I wait till the end?
You can go ahead. Ask a question.
So is that a different way than past, present, future? Or that past, when people do your past, present, future, that's for a different type of question? Or
that's a different type of question. We're actually looking out into the future.
Great.
And what we are looking into really is we're going to pull up some collective unconscious wisdom. We're going to pull some information out of your own subconscious. We're going to find out what these cards mean to you.
Okay.
So the first two cards are, from the top of the deck, we got the World card. And from the bottom deck, we got the Hierophant card. So to me, this says, I'm just going to make the suggestion, what's next for Zeta Global Radio? Well, the word global, world, there you are.
Wow. Oh, and is that a woman on the deck?
It's actually a hermaphroditic figure.
Oh, okay. So?
It's a hermaphroditic
figure. It's you and
figure.
Me, Howard.
It's you and me. But it is a person who is entering into the entire world with all of the skills and tools that are needed to perform the function that you are here to perform. And the Hierophant represents spiritual learning.
Wow.
It's somewhat institutionalized spiritual learning. So here you are now as a teacher of spiritual values, spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom in the whole world.
Beautiful.
So I think what this would say to you, and I'm going to ask you to tell me if this makes sense to you, that you are on your correct path.
Thank you. Yeah, I've done many things in my career, and this has felt completely 100% in every fiber of my being. What I'm here to do is raise consciousness and open the hearts and minds and bring oneness through the power of radio and all who listen and all who come on to the show to teach.
That has got to feel very good.
It does. Thank you. It took a lot to get here, and it took a lot of stripping away for this to emerge. And I'm grateful for, although painful at times and a lot of learning and a lot of evolution, it's like totally the phoenix rising through the ashes. And some people know my past, you know, some of the things I've done, and others don't, but they know that the show, people are really resonating to what we're wanting to provide is great teachers like you showing the world there's different ways to expand in a positive light.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go further?
Yep.
Okay.
Do we have time to go further? All right, we do. Let's do it.
The next thing in this particular reading that I do is called, what do I need to do? What actions do I need to take? Or what actions do I need to stop taking? Because sometimes we're not doing the things that get us to where we want to go, and sometimes we're doing things that hold us back. So this is an action set. So we're going to look at the top card, and we're going to look at the bottom card, because the top card tells us what it is and the bottom card tells us why is it important. So I'm going to hold these up to you so you can see. The top card is, again, a major arcana.
Mm-hmm.
The third one you've received out of the 6 cards that we're going to pull, and it's the High Priestess.
Mm.
And the second card is the 5 of Cups. And I would explain to a client, it is a process of getting them thinking, that typically the High Priestess sits at the portal between the cosmic unconsciousness or the cosmic subconscious, and she sits in the portal between that and the physical world. So it is through the High Priestess, through intuition, that the Book of Wisdom, the contents of the Book of Wisdom that she holds in her lap, is brought forth or given birth to in the world. And the Five of Cups shows, in this particular Rider Waite deck, shows a figure who has three sort of laid down empty cups behind them and two empty cups in front of them. And what I'm seeing with relationship to you is that you have tried other things in your life to find success or find happiness or find the joy, whatever it is, find your path, find your place. And it is now that you are taking the actions of the High Priestess, because that's what you're doing here in bringing this esoteric wisdom through your radio programs. You have found that which you're looking for.
Well, what's also thank you. I fully receive of that. And what's also very fascinating to me is that, if I have this right, in your listening, Ruth Dreher, who's an astounding numerologist, she says I'm missing fives in my numerology chart. And so when I saw the fives there, I thought, well, that's very interesting, because that's a recurring theme in the crossover. And I know that she's coming to talk about how tarot and numerology mix. So this is very powerful for me.
Yeah, it is amazing how that works. And of course, this particular deck, which was originally conceived of by Arthur Waite and painted by Pamela Coleman Smith back in the early 1900s, Waite was a member of the Golden Dawn Spiritual Society, and that was one of the first societies that attempted to correlate and synthesize Kabbalah, numerology, astrology, and alchemy, and the tarot card images into one singular
ensemble.
Yes, exactly, ensemble, into one synthesis. So built into these cards are those other esoteric systems.
Wow. So we have about 2 minutes left. Do you think we can go on, or
we're gonna go at this real quick? The last one is knowing what I know from the first pile, taking the actions that I need to take from the second pile. What will I receive? And so, the receipt is we have.
The question is, what will I receive?
What will you receive?
Okay.
What gifts will you receive? And the first card is the Eight of Coins, or Eight of Pentacles. The second card is the Knight of Cups, who is the Grail Knight. This is the Eight of Coins, very quickly, is the dedicated hard work to become excellent at what you do. And the Grail Knight, the Knight of Cups actually represents the Grail Knight, is you will achieve your Holy Grail. That which you seek will be given to you.
Wow.
So,
okay, this was not fixed. We just completely did this. This is so beautiful. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. We got, luckily, we have another segment left with Cheryl Ryder talking about the world of tarot. I'm going to have, I myself will be listening to that archive for some time, and we will be right back with Zeta Global Radio. Stick around.
The Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group is proud to announce their upcoming Tarot Symposium, Lifting the Veil, October 31st through November 1st. Open to all levels of readers, join top presenters Cheryl Ryder, who will be teaching a workshop on lifting the veil to reveal hidden meanings with the tarot card reversals. Stuart Warren will share his Tarot of the Alchemist as outlined in the Azoth workshop. Poet Jules Nyquist will be leading a workshop on writing from the tarot, as well as artist Denise Weaver-Ross, who will be leading a session on drawing the tarot, art and meditation, in addition to showcasing her one-person show, House of Cards, the Whole Deck Art Exhibit. Don't miss this incredible event, all taking place at Tortuga Gallery. Registration is only $80 and includes light meals. Limited seating to this incredible gathering, so visit meetup.com and look up the Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group and RSVP yes. Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR,
or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one. Well, I'm still taking in the last segment. Welcome back. This is Savante here on ZGR and spending time with Cheryl right off the cuff doing a reading on ZGR and the world that I'm living in and breathing in here with my husband, Howard Wolkin, the producer. Yay, Howard. Cheryl, thank you so much for that. And I hope everybody was able to receive of it and to see how you were just what you said, gentle and kind and compassionate and clear. It was so easy to understand because sometimes you look at those cards and you don't know exactly what you're going to say. And people are used to seeing some of the cards like the Hangman and not really know what those are. And I think having that guide and learning, like you mentioned, this is part of the major arcana, and some people will, you know, in tarot may not know what that is. But I think if you are very interested in the subject, I'd like to personally invite you. I know I will be attending, but Cheryl Ryder is producing an extraordinary event. It's called Lifting the Veil. It's an Albuquerque Tarot Symposium. And it's taking place here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, October 31st through November 1st. Yep, Halloween weekend. And Cheryl, I'm going to leave it in your good hands to tell everybody who wants to get on a plane or who wants to come across town what the symposium's all about.
Well, thank you, Lainey. Yeah. Thank you very much, too, all for talking about the symposium. It came about, the idea of the symposium came about because I do host a monthly tarot meetup group here. It's 2 hours of tarot teaching, and I teach some of the classes, and I also like to have lots of other people come in and teach classes as well. Because I tell the people who come that, for me, tarot is not about what tarot means to Cheryl Ryder. It's learning what tarot could mean to everybody. And so I like to give people lots of different points of view. I almost see myself as the, not the gatekeeper, but the door opener.
You're a way shower.
Oh, a way shower.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I am.
That's right.
I am. So I like people to have options for learning. And this symposium is a way to have an intense weekend of experiencing tarot from different points of view.
Nice.
And so the presenters of the symposium, I'm myself and one of them. Another one is Stuart Warren, who is a local author and poet and publisher of self-publishing books. Jules Nyquist, mm-hmm. who is the creator of Jules Poetry Playhouse. Jules has an MFA in poetry, Masters of Fine Arts in Literature and Poetry, and she is an extraordinarily well-published poet and author. And our fourth presenter actually is Denise Weaver Ross, who mm-hmm. is a local artist who has created an entire deck of cards. She took the 52 card regular playing card deck and turned each card into a painting.
Oh, wow.
And she's having a showing here in Albuquerque starting October 3rd at the Tortuga Gallery, which is where our tarot symposium mm-hmm. is going to be. And we're going to hold this symposium on the very last weekend of her one-woman show. So the symposium is going to be about tarot completely in an environment of tarot.
Oh,
we're going to be surrounded by Denise's art.
Wow. So the exhibit's October 10th, so you have a couple weeks to visit the exhibit as well as attend this extraordinary workshop that will be taking place. So it's 2 days, Cheryl?
It's 2 days.
Okay. So tell us a little bit. Is it all day? Are we eating? Are we painting? What are we doing in there?
Yes, all of the above.
Oh, good. All my yes, favorite things. That's why I asked.
It's a 2-day workshop. It is about it's a full day on Saturday. And then it's probably about 3/4 of a day on Sunday. There will be light meals served on each day. And what we are going to present is we're going to present tarot from different ways of viewing consciousness. That's a very foggy word, but I don't know what else to call it. Going back, we talked about how the Golden Dawn system used different esoteric systems and sort of synthesized them into the Rider-Waite tarot deck. We are going to look at tarot from the point of view of alchemy. Stuart's program is going to be about the alchemical process, which is a way of diving down into your subconscious mind, perhaps deconstructing some previously held belief systems.
Oh, I love that. Deprogramming, let's do it.
But very gently.
Yeah.
And then reconstructing a reality that is makes sense and works for a person.
I always, for me, when I hear that, not so much, it is getting rid of the old programming, but it's also about unlocking the library within.
That is a perfect way to call it. Unlocking the library within.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many locks we put on those doors. Stuart is going to be the first presenter. I'm going to do the next presentation, which is going to be on reversed tarot cards. Rachel Pollack says there are two most common questions that she gets asked in any of her symposiums. One is, how do I deal with the court cards, which represent the people in your life? And the other one, the big bugaboo, is, how do I deal with reading the cards that are reversed?
Now, when you say that, is when you lay out the card and it's upside down?
It's upside down.
Okay.
We live most of the life in this physical world in a polarity of thinking, we think in polar opposites. We think of either the thing that is so idealistically perfect that we can never possibly achieve it, or we think of things that are so terrifically horrific we would never possibly be able to deal with it.
Yes.
And that,
I'm a big yes on that.
That causes a lot of the vapor lock in what makes it hard for people to make decisions. Mm. In dealing with reverse cards, I took my lead from Mary Kay Greer's book on dealing with tarot reversals. What she calls the reverse card is, it's a wake-up call to look at something differently. So in effect, every reverse card is a hanged man card. If you're familiar with the major arcana, the hanged man is the fellow that's hanging upside down, and it represents look at something from a different point of view.
What's the difference between, if it's easy to say in just a one-line sentence, major versus, is it minor? Or
yes, minor arcana and major arcana are the two most common terms. So I am going to be doing a symposium. My little presentation is about having people look at the reverse card as simply a cue to look at it differently. It doesn't mean that the given meaning is necessarily opposite, because that's the duality point of view.
Right.
It says, look at it differently. And I'll be giving some tips and some information on other ways that you can look at a subject if the cards are reversed.
Terrific. And Jules, is she going to be doing tarot poetry, or what is her participation?
That's exactly what we're going to do. Jules is going to, she comes along as the third segment. Jules is going to have our attendees take what they've learned so far and begin to put it into an artistic word form. Sometimes it's easier to write poetry than it is to write a sentence. Because poetry is simply downloading the thoughts and feelings in your mind without editing, without restriction. So she's going to have people put words into their, put their feelings into words in a artistic form.
Howard, you might have some new recording artists coming in here with their the outcome of their spoken words after the symposium, wanting to cut an album. We have a lot of spoken words that come in on the lab, and they do their spoken word poetry. Of course, we have hip-hop artists here. So who knows what might come out of this and turn into another art form on top of it all. Well, I can only say that if you are anywhere in the world and you want to expand your horizons in so many ways to incorporate tarot into your everyday living, please join us for Lifting the Veil the Albuquerque Tarot Symposium, October 31st through November 1st here in Albuquerque. It's a little bit of a long registration, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to post it on the ZGR website, the Facebook page, and our bbs.com/ZGR profile page. So there's everywhere you could possibly look, but I'll read it to you anyways, just so you know. You can go to meetup.com. I know everybody knows meetup.com, and look for the Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group, and there's hyphens in between each word. But again, we'll go ahead and post this because registration is happening right now. It's very limited to a select number of participants, and it's only $80 for the whole weekend of an extraordinary wealth of information with all these master teachers and artists. So thank you so much for putting this together, and thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to following up more. And also, we'll be looking forward to having you more on ZGR in December.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Go out and buy your tarot decks, and we'll be in touch soon. Take care.
Walk as a sovereign being of light. We walk as a sovereign being of love. We walk with a sovereign being of joy. Grace is the cornerstone to sanctify the temple. It is all done through the purity of the frequency of grace.